You are listening to WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Okay, that's long enough. All right, praise God. This is Pastor Thomas Robinson of Victory International Praise here today with bringing you Kingdom Sounds. We have an awesome man of God in the house, Pastor Lord of Lord Have Mercy Restaurant, a nationally known businessman, entrepreneur, great man of God, great preacher, a man of integrity, and we have been having an awesome time on this week thus far in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Oh, glory to God. How you doing, man of God?
I'm doing well, sir. I'm so happy to be back. Thank you so much. I'm just full. I love saying this because it's time for the bite of Christ to rise to her destination.
Yes.
And we've been behind too long in the era of entrepreneurship, and it's time to rise. And so all God needs is your willingness.
Yes. Yes.
See, if you yield, he'll fill. See, fill what? Every aspect of your life. And some of you sit there, you feel like you're lost. You feel like, why my life not doing this? It's because you're not doing what God told you to do. You got a baby on the inside of you.
God.
That you won't give birth to.
And
that baby is called a business.
My God.
Okay? If you don't deliver it, eventually you're going to abort it.
My God.
And you'll see somebody else doing it, and you lost your time of visitation with the Lord. So it's very important that you prepare yourself.
Did y'all hear that? Oh, go ahead.
That you prepare yourself. You see, it's like, you know, we heard in Genesis that God don't strive, you know, the Spirit of God don't strive with men always. Well, that's the same way when God wants you to do something.
My God.
He'll grace you. But then when you fail to yield to that grace, he finds someone else to take your place.
Ooh.
See, because, well, what about, I want to make Saul. When Saul wouldn't do right, God got David. See, God anointed him, God appointed him, gave him all he need, but he messed up. Didn't yield, didn't obey God. And God said, I'm going to find somebody better than you.
Ooh.
And then when Samuel started crying, he said, stop crying over what I rejected.
Ooh.
And go find the one and anoint him that's going to do what I want him to do.
So
God will give you a time. So don't wait too late before you be rejected, because you won't step into the place that God wants you to be. And you can sense it. I mean, you got all these moves and all these. That's because something trying to come out of you.
Yeah.
Called business. Whatever you're good at, I tell people, whatever you're good at is where you're going to make the money.
Yeah.
Don't be trying to do something you're not good at, because you're going to waste your time, God's time. What God graced you to do is where you're going to be blessed the most.
Yes.
See, I'm not trying to play sports. What am I getting out there for? Somebody hit me, I'm going to want to shoot them.
I know that's right.
That's not my grace. Yeah. So I don't like, I watch sports, but I'm not going to play sports.
Yeah,
it's just not me, you know. And so I know where I'm supposed to go, and I know what I'm supposed to do. So all we're trying to do is get you to realize that there's things you can do. If you're not there, start preparing yourself to go to the place God wants you to go. Now, we was talking about Isaac at the end of the last show. Well, the Bible says Isaac sowed. I'm going to read it out the Message Bible, because I love it in the Message Bible. He said Isaac planted crops. Now, this was a famine. Remember, it was a famine in the land.
Right.
He said Isaac planted crops in that land. And now, remember now, he's a farmer.
Yes.
He's like his daddy, he's business in person.
Agriculture.
Yeah. So, and he took in a huge harvest.
Mm-hmm.
God blessed him. I'm reading out of Genesis 26 in the Message Bible. beginning at verse 12, Isaac planted crops in a land. This man, he's got a business. The crops are everything drying up. What he do? He goes now and starts sowing seed in that land. And the Bible says he took in a huge harvest. God blessed him. The man got richer and richer by the day until he was very wealthy.
Yes.
You see, he accumulated.
He waxed great.
He waxed. They say he accumulated flocks, herds, and men. So we can see that in a time where the business looked like it was slow, he sowed.
He was prospering when everybody else around him was not prospering. And I have the King James Version, and I love it because the King James Version says that Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year a hundredfold of the Lord. And a hundredfold, let me find that, a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him, and the man waxed great. And I was saying during the last broadcast, because here he is, God is challenging him to stay there and to put your seed in the ground. The ground is cracked up. Mm-hmm. The ground, can you imagine people talking about you when you started your business in the midst of a downtime in this nation? Come on, when the market had done crashed and you're starting, because God does his best work in times of darkness. Come on.
Amen.
This is why the Bible says that arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Why? It was in a time of darkness.
Absolutely.
And so he does his best work in a time of darkness. And so, because to receive a hundredfold, to reap a hundredfold, because the Bible says that we reap and we sow. Well, to reap a hundredfold, all the conditions would have had to been right.
Mm-hmm.
The ground would have had to do its part. The rain would have had to do its part. Well, we know it wasn't raining. We know the ground was cracked up and dried up and messed up. Nothing was growing. And so to receive a hundredfold, come on, it had to be a supernatural thing, something done by God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to say that, people of God, because there are God, when you start a business, oh, glory to God, and you give it back to God, God puts his supernatural on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's like, When we start as pastors, we open a church, we start a church. Even though he's given us a vision, we have to take that same vision and give it back to him.
Yes.
And God, I'm just a caretaker. I'm just an overseer.
Yes.
This is not mine. It belongs to you.
Give this Isaac back to you.
Yeah. So so show me what I need to do with what belongs to you.
My God.
And see, what I had to realize, In every respect, we have to realize this, that let me go back this way. In 2019, it was the roughest year of my life, for as business, for as church, everything. And in 2019 of October, I went before the Lord. I said, you know, I did it looked like things not, you know.
Yeah,
I've given my best shot, blah blah blah, and I called the landlord. He was the only one I called. I said, "Listen, I've given it my best shot." I said, "But in February 2020,
yeah,
I'm gonna give you the keys and let something break through."
My God,
I had already made up in my mind. I didn't tell nobody. I just talked to God and told the landlord, because I figured, okay, maybe he wanted to find somebody to get the building if I'm gonna leave.
Yeah,
in the midst of that, of me saying, I'm through. And a lot of times we don't realize our end is God's beginning.
My God. Wow.
Our end is God's beginning. And I died.
My God.
Well, when I died, God began to resurrect me.
Woo!
See, after every resurrection is life. And see, and then I'm going, because I'm trying to, okay, go. And then all of a sudden now, I go through this, and then I get an email on my computer that Restaurant Impossible is looking for restaurants to help in Central Florida. Would you like to be a candidate? If so, give us a call. Well, I thought it was a prank. I figured somebody just pulled, you know, you get see all these scams all the time. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit said, no, call. You never know if it's a prank or not unless you call. So I call, and I talk to the lady, and she said, this is Lord from Lord of Mercy. Hey, "Hey, Lord, how you doing?" I said, "I'm good." She said, "Well, I'm so-and-so, so-and-so." I said, "Is this for real?" I said, "Ma'am, is this for real? This not a prank, is it?" I said, "I ain't got time.
There's so many pranks out there."
I said, "I don't have time for no pranks right now." She said, "No, no, no, no." She said, "This is legit." She said, "We saw your name. The name was interesting. We saw your food. And we was asking to see if you might need Chef Robert Irvine help. But now I have to sit and think. I seen the show before."
Yeah. He throw you under the bus.
Oh, Jesus. And I'm going like, "Okay, Lord. Oh, my God." So I had to sit, ponder. Okay, do I want to do this? Do I not want to do this? And I just had to sort of pray it out. And Holy Spirit, "Why are you turning down the help Ooh-wee. That you need so badly? I'm not sending anyone. I'm sending the best." Now, you're going to have to go through. And then he says something, too. He said, Jesus said he endured the pain. Huh. He endured the cross or the pain for the gain or for what was set before him. And I said, you got to go through this pain. He said, "You got to go through it." I said, I'm already in pain.
Kind of like a woman in labor, but the greatest pain is right when
I know, just before delivery, right? And I said, "Okay, Lord." So anyway, we had to go through and give up, a lot of documentation. And I said, "Oh, God, I won't give all this document." But anyway, it was all part of God.
Yeah.
How can I say it? Rebirthing me.
Yes.
And sometime, again, I had to take a risk of letting this man come into my restaurant. And one of the criteria is that you give the restaurant to him for 3 days and you can't say nothing. Whatever he do, you have to go with it.
Yeah.
I said, "Oh, my God." You can't say nothing. You give him, this contract says you give him all this. So anyway, we did all that. But in the end of the day, after everything was said, it was necessary. Because you never get to your destination by yourself.
Ooh, you're preaching better than
the Bible says. Two is better than one. And so God sent him in, and what he did, he rebuilt my mind and brought me back into the business arena of how to excel and accelerate in business. And it changed my whole dynamic. It exposed me in some areas that I thought I knew and did not know. See, I had to take risks.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the end of the day, I told you I died.
Yeah.
But then God resurrected me, because after every resurrection, it's restoration.
Man of God, when you said I died, because, when I was telling you at the door when we were coming into the radio station that God was just dealing with me and showing me some things, just opening up my eyes and allowing me to see some things. And one of the things that I saw a big dead leaf just fall to the ground on some black pavement in front of a Christian business. I saw this. And because there are Christian people out there, praise God, and it seemed like your business is dying. Oh, glory to God. It seemed like it's dying, just like I saw this dead leaf just fall to the ground. Oh, glory to God. But one of the things that I understand is that, most businesses, when they're in the red, they're in debt. But when they're in the black, come on, that means that they have no debt. Oh, glory to God. And I just believe that God is saying he's going to pay some debts off. He's about to pay some debts off for some business people out there. As a matter of fact, I saw clientele coming back to businesses, clients that you haven't seen in a while, customers that you have not seen in a while. I saw them coming back. Oh, glory to God. And not only just coming back, but I saw them bringing people with them. Come on, bringing family with them. Oh, glory to God. And God's about to call clients, people, customers that you thought were gone and you'd never see them again. God is about to cause them, oh, glory to God, to come back. And I even saw on this morning, I saw a lady, as a matter of fact, let me say this here, I saw a white Caucasian lady holding a door open to a large business, holding it open. Oh, glory to God. And this person even walked past a person, because sometimes it seemed like somebody's passed you up, but God allowed them to pass you up to get there to hold the door open for you. And so God is opening doors. Come on, somebody. God is opening doors for business. Oh, glory to God, for his people. Hallelujah. And so I just wanted to share those things. These were some of the things that I saw. Hallelujah. And I even heard some names. I even heard some names, and I don't know if the Lord want me to call these names out, but I heard a Andrea, something like an Andrea James. Oh, glory to God. And I even heard a name, Michael Jackson. And don't get me wrong, I know some people named Michael Jackson. This is not the Michael Jackson that used to sing Beat It. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. But I've heard these names. Oh, glory to God. And I just want you to be encouraged. Amen. God knows your name. Hallelujah. And God is going to work things out for you. Go ahead, man of God. I just wanted to say that because, you know, I was telling you God was dealing with me.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
and
yes.
I'm telling you. Yes. Go ahead.
We always make room for the Holy Spirit.
That's it.
Minister to God's people.
That's
now,
it.
Now, I want to encourage, because I feel the anointing, a breakthrough. And encouragement for those individuals.
Yes.
What you're saying is what I lived. What you're saying,
yes.
What you just prophesied to
my
those people,
God.
Is what I live, and I'm still living out today. God is sending people back, people that left, came back. It's amazing what I'm seeing. You know, the building that I used to lease, now I actually own. People are coming from everywhere trying to connect. Trying to connect with me because of the success and the favor God put on my life. I have more money now in the bank than I ever had in the history of me doing business.
My God.
I have 5% debt.
My God.
And I only have 5% because the world deals with debt.
Yes.
So I won't pay it all the way off because you need some type of credibility.
They want to see.
They want to see that you can do something. But now, you got to understand now, all this started happening in 2020. In 2021. And I understood that my struggles in 2020 stressed me for my success in 2021.
My God.
So 2020 was designed to stretch us for what God's going to do for us in 2021. And so now, I tell you, it's amazing what God has thrust me from.
My God.
In the business arena now.
My God.
We're talking about franchising now. So there's my other God. Things that's going on, but it all happened when I died. Back then, in 2019, and everything, God started bringing everybody, because people are doors to your future. Robert Irvine was a door to my future.
Yeah.
I could either open that door or I could have closed that door. If I had closed that door, I would not have been in business. Yeah. We're trying to show you, ladies and gentlemen, that you have to take risks. You have to follow God and let God direct you in the way he wants you to go.
Yes.
And so, thanks be unto God, but God has blessed us tremendously. And right now, getting ready to redo the outside, remodel the outside, just really doing some things to really make God's business look good. Because I go back and say that my end was God's beginning. So this is God's business now. This is no longer Dr. Lord's business.
Yes.
God kept his business open to serve his people.
I love the fact that you said you died, man of God, because I had an experience like that in business where one day I woke up and there were some folks in the shop that up and left and went to start their own business. And I was upset with God. I was mad with God. Don't let nobody ever tell you that they ain't been mad with God. I was mad with God. And I remember one morning taking out the trash. And as I was taking out the trash, I went out the back of the building. And I was upset, and I told God I quit all the way to the every way I could tell God I quit on the way to the dumpster. I told And when I, and man of God, when I dump the trash out, it's almost like I dump something out of me. Yeah, I dump something out of me. I died that, because on the way back into the shop, come on, I told God, I don't quit. I, because when I dumped the trash out, all of a sudden, it came up in my spirit that what God starts, he finishes. Come on.
Amen.
He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Come on. He's capable of
finishing.
We just finishing. We just got to get out of the way. I just had to throw that, man, to God, because you were saying I died. And a lot of times, even in business, you got to die. Come on. You got to set that which you love. You got to set your baby on the altar. Come
on.
Isaac had to, come on. You know, God told, who was that? Told Abraham. When Abraham put his son on the altar, where is that man?
Genesis 22.
Yeah, Genesis 22.
Yes, sir.
And he's and this is God. God began to speak up, and the God says, "I have sworn." He says, "By myself I have sworn," says the Lord, "for because thou hast done this thing and has not withheld thine son," come on, not just thine, but thine only son. My God. You know, I could testify off of that. That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars in the heaven. You spoke about that earlier. And as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. Oh, glory to God. That's powerful in itself. I could preach that right there. Hallelujah. And so the Bible says, "And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." Oh, glory to God. I just wanted to read that. Go ahead, man of God.
I just want to say that, because I know our time is getting, but I want to read John 12 and just to testify what I said. And it's just like Jesus. Jesus said this in John 12:23. I'm going to read out the Amplified. Jesus answered them, "The time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified and exalted. And I assure you, most of it, I tell you, unless a grain of a wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just one grain. It never becomes more than, but never becomes more, but lives by itself alone. But if it dies, it produces many others and yields a rich harvest."
Ooh.
That's what happened to me.
Man of God, man of God, take this last, I think we probably got about 5 minutes. Take this last 5 minutes, minister and pray for the people of God. Oh, glory to God, as the Lord leads you. This has been an awesome time. I discern the anointing. Oh, glory to God, in this here place. Let me say this here. Okay, go ahead, but yeah.
Let me say this. You got to understand something. I learned something from Solomon. He says, "For a dream comes with much business and painful effort." And so this is part of the game. This is part of how you do it. So I pray that God would strengthen you to be willing to have the confidence and courage to step out when nobody else step out.
Yes.
There's something in you somebody need.
Yes.
As long as you hold it, that person is missing out.
Yes.
And you are held accountable for that person not being able to be ministered by what you have in your heart.
And not even looking at the situation. Because when God challenges people to step out, how much time we got, Pastor Paul?
5-6 minutes.
Okay, all right. When God challenges people to step out, he challenges people to step out in dark times.
Yes.
When a person asked me that I wanted to take over the business, and I did not have the money to do it, but I gave him a date and a time. Come on. And before that date and time came around, right before that date and time, God put $10,000 in my hands.
Wow.
Come on. But I was willing to step out, and because I was willing to step out, God met to me. I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm like, wow, because you were willing to take the risk. And there may be some people out there that are afraid to take the risk. I need you to minister to them and pray for them.
Two things take away fear: the word of God,
my God,
and faith. The word of God builds faith in order for you to reverse fear and walk it out in faith. I come against the spirit of fear.
Yes.
I come against the spirit what you've seen other people do that didn't work, a spirit of disappointment, and I release the spirit of courage.
Yes.
That's what I hear now.
Yes.
The courage, yes, brosa. Some of you stepped out and it didn't work, and you say, I'll never do it again. But I'm here to tell you, he's the God that would do it again and again and again. I challenge you now, after hearing what we said, step into it again and let God be a blessing to your life.
My God, hallelujah. This has been a blessed time, man of God. Once again, Pastor Lord of Lord, Have Mercy Restaurant, nationally known. Oh, glory to God. His restaurant is known all over the place. As a matter of fact, people come from different nations, oh, glory to God, and come to his restaurant. Quickly, give us the address, man of God, to your restaurant.
It's 3434 South Washington Avenue, Titusville, Florida. Telephone number is 321-269-1008. You can also visit us on social media, LordHaveMercy.net.
Amen. Awesome food, awesome menu. Oh, glory to God. This is Pastor Thomas Robinson, and you have been listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are located at 250 North Babcock, Victory International Praise, 250 North Babcock in the wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida. We thank God for you listening in. Those that are listening in by media, you can catch this broadcast tonight at from 6 to 6:30. Let's see. We're on 99.9, 100.7, and 94.7. All of those are FM radio stations. We thank God for Pastor Paul, WMIE, from 91.5. You listening in. God bless you all, and we will see you later on. God bless you. We love you.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
How can those ideas that led to the death and enslavement of millions last century still be admired by so many? For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. November marks a pair of important anniversaries, bookends to one of the darkest periods in human history. In the first week of November, 1917, Russian revolutionaries under Vladimir Lenin overthrew the moderate socialist government of Alexander Kerensky and established the first Marxist regime. Almost precisely 72 years later, on November the 9th, 1989, the Berlin Wall came down. Now you'd think, considering its extensive and deadly track record, the demise of communism would be celebrated by everyone. However, for far too many people, particularly in academia, the legacy of communism is still approached with rose-colored glasses. A few weeks ago, I mentioned the high school AP government teacher in Sacramento, California, who was suspended for encouraging his students to take up far-left activities. He had a poster of Chairman Mao in his classroom, who, if you recall, was responsible for over 50 million deaths in the 20th century. While this might be an extreme case, it's unsettling how history's greatest killers are so often remembered. We've all seen those Che Guevara posters and t-shirts, which is a great irony given his views on race and sexuality, as well as, pun intended, the capitalization of his image. And this selective memory goes beyond pop culture. According to the Acton Institute, about 30% of the rising generation has a favorable view of Marxism. Now, how can this ideology that animated oppressive control over billions, inspired Soviet gulags, seem positive to anyone? Now, some blame, of course, can be just placed on the lack of historical memory. After all, it's been 32 years since the massacre in Tiananmen Square and the fall of the Berlin Wall. Often